For health's sake, keep it clean was the theme for Labor Day 2016. And for thousands of residents across the island, this simple call was put into action as they came together in their communities to undertake painting, repairing, and to destroy mosquito breeding sites. We hear from some of them as we recap three notable Labor Day projects in Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Anne.
Several representatives from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, were in various communities in Western Kingston to support National Labor Day activities. JSIF funded 18 Labor Day initiatives across the island through the Integrated Community Development Project, ICDP. Communities selected were from Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Anne, St. James, and Westmoreland. One main area of focus was the rehabilitation of the Trenchtown Reading Center, where scores of residents came out to clean up the grounds of the facility. Managing Director at JSIF, Omar Sweeney, says a total of $2 million was pumped into these projects, with each community receiving $100,000.
This is really a part of our project, which we're calling Owning Your Environment. And so for the last year and a half, we've been working with these 18 communities on solid waste cleanup, proper environmental management practices. We also have 164 environmental wardens posted in these communities for the next 3 years. And they're the ones that provide the guidance and the support to the community. So today is not a one-off. Today is really just a continuing effort that will go forward. And we are aligned with the national project about keeping it clean for health's sake.
And a resident of Majestic Gardens, Shamar Gordon, says the onus is now on residents to keep the community clean.
Yeah, my life clean up and try to make the place clean and back a recycle and thing and the bathroom them. That more so I'm better for the scheme still, but we hope it keep clean.
Activities undertaken in communities included drain cleaning, renovation of sanitation facilities, and refurbishing of educational buildings.
Scores of residents turned out at the old Alexandria Market site in St. Anne to participate in cleanup activities at the facility, which was selected as a parish project for Labor Day. The market, which has been closed for over 10 years, has become a garbage disposal site for some residents. Counselor for the Alexandria Division, Winston McLeod, says with the threat of the Zika virus, he's happy that the old market was selected as a parish project, as it has also become a breeding site for mosquitoes.
We do not want anyone to get sick from the disease that is threatening. After we are finished today, we are going to erect a no dumping sign, and I can assure you that the garbage truck will be in the area 3 times per week. And I ask that you contain your garbage where you generate it, and they will take it from there.
Councillor McLeod is appealing to residents to desist from the practice of disposing their garbage at the old market site and help keep Alexandria Zika free.
Santekle Haimanot Early Childhood Development Center is located off the beaten track in the community of Taylor Lands above Bull Bay, St. Andrew. The school was founded in the early 1980s by the Ethiopian Orthodox Church.
Santekle Haimanot was started in 1982 by the founder Abba Uldemedin, known as Deacon Uldemedin at the time, with one student and himself. Then they got some students and employed a teacher. At the present, we have, say, 54 students enrolled. We have 30 boys and 24 girls. We have 3 teachers and staff, including myself, and 2 auxiliary workers.
Principal of the school, Garfield Bennett. For Labor Day 2016, scores of residents across Kingston and St. Andrew came out to give the institution a well-needed facelift. Activities for the day included the weeding and general cleanup of the schoolyard, cleaning of the area around the school, rendering and painting of the walls, replacement of classroom and office doors, the creation of a small subsistence farming area, and the installation of an earth drain. Mayor of Kingston, Dr. Angela Brown Burke, says the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, chose the school as its parish project after visiting some months before.
We came here a couple months ago, I think it was, when the KSAC was actually doing a couple of community health fairs. So we got a chance to see the condition of the school. And as we were looking around for projects for Labor Day, we thought that it would be a good one.
Dr. Brown Burke says additional resources will be provided to continue the work after Labor Day.
Inside needs painting, but school is still in session, so what we're going to do is we're going to leave some paint with them so that once school is out, then they can do the painting there themselves.
Mayor of Kingston, Dr. Angela Brown Burke. I'm Vanessa Silvera for co-producers Aldine Campbell and Shanari Ferron. For health's sake, keep it clean.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.